Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome back, everybody. All the crazy Tobin Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Want to let you guys know we got a cool contest going on. It is the Slam Dunk in Vegas, which is a cool opportunity for you guys to win a trip to Sin City. All you got to do is download the Odyssey app. Listen to it. If you have it already, just log into your account. If you don't have an account, register for one. It's free. It is free. You listen to us every single day, just for an hour. Doing it anyway. And then you're entered for your chance to win a trip to lovely Las Vegas for you.
It'll be warmer.
And three guests plus $20,000. So again, listen to the Odyssey app, listen to WQM, or any of our stations participating. The travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd, so a little over a month away. And when you're there, you guys stay, you can enjoy your Las Vegas day at Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premium sports viewing destination, and the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. This is a national contest. We are keeping an eye on the trade deadline. We are about 26 hours away. 26 hours away from finding out if the Jimmy Butler saga is going to come to an end down here, or if we're going to be going on to the next chapter of all this. So we'll find out. We know all the noise that's out there for Kevin Durant right now. It appears that the Suns are at least opening up the possibility of losing Kevin Durant, maybe to the Warriors. Are the Heat going to be involved directly? I don't know. It seems like this would be more of a maybe Jimmy goes to Phoenix, Kevin Durant to the Warriors, Heat get Wiggins and stuff. We don't know. It's all out on the table now, right now, because it basically seems like Bradley Beal told the Phoenix Suns, kick rocks, I like the desert. Which is his right?
Somebody said, I love this show. It has math, geography, and history.
Yeah. You get everything, dude.
Of which none of it might be correct. So I would just caution on using this as an educational program.
But you get it.
You get it.
And God forbid somebody should ask a question of Tobin.
Hockey question. Jeez. A hockey question, dude.
Now, I tell you what. He ain't never slipped on a fighter's name. And that is...
I'll tell you what, smoke. There's actually a little bit of stuff in the rumor mill right now in regards to UFC Miami, which is coming up in April. Get to our headlines, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. It's being rumored around these parts that Michael Chandler is now going to be one of the feature fights against Arman Tsarukyan, who was supposed to fight for the title just a pay-per-view ago, had to pull out because he had a bad back injury while he cut weight. I don't know what the hell happened. And Dana White's like, whatever happened pissed Dana White off, because Dana White's like, you're not getting an immediate title shot. So he's going to make him fight Michael Chandler, seemingly down here in Miami. Michael Chandler didn't confirm the reports, but he did tweet out a palm tree emoji. So, see what's up there. Now, here's the thing. Still no main event. It was rumored that it was going to be Topuria rematching Volkanovski. But now, there's a lot of buzz that Topuria is going to fight Islam. And that may be happening in July, because we don't know if John Jones versus Aspinall is ever going to happen. So July needs to be like their big feature event. They like to see Topuria come up, try and get become double champ. Islam wants to become double champ, but he's not, I guess, going to fight the dude who's, I think Bilal's the champion right now at 170. There's some teammate crossover there, so they're not going to do that. So I think the other thing that I saw that was buzzing around the Twitter sphere, and it's kind of hard to follow MMA Twitter these days. It's a little bit like the Wild West. But I saw it was Volkanovski fighting Diego Lopez for an interim featherweight championship. Dustin Poirier has said he's not going to be on that card in Miami, which is a bummer. I loved Poirier. So, anyway, that's your fight update there. And there has also, by the way, been more smoke today around the Jake Paul Canelo stuff. Dan Rafael, formerly of ESPN, I think he has his own website now. But he is a longtime boxing writer, and he has said that there have been talks of a Canelo-Jake Paul fight. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
But Crawford and Canelo's already been confirmed.
Not confirmed, but it's reportedly agreed upon. It was reported by Ring Magazine, which is now owned by Turki Alashik, who that publication said. And the only reason that fight's going to happen is because Turkey's paying that big munion. So, but that's supposedly going to be in Vegas in September, but Canelo wants to do basically a high-profile sparring match against Jake Paul in May, where he's going to beat the brakes off him.
By the way, I was on Twitter, and I saw a picture of Khan's boat.
Oh, my God.
It's 400 feet.
Yep.
It costs $360 million, has 12 rooms, 3 pools. And it takes 37 people to work on it to make it work.
Wow.
Poor.
Are those people pirates?
It's parked in New Orleans.
Do they have space?
Go look it up on Twitter. It takes a minute for the person to scan the whole boat. It is huge. Tiger only has like 100, maybe a 75-foot boat.
What a bum.
But wow. What he used to do was,
loser,
is when he played down here in Doral, he would take his boat down from Palm Beach and stay on the boat.
Ahoy there, Captain Tiger.
No, he ain't the captain.
What do you mean? If it's your boat, you're the captain, aren't you?
Nah, no.
You got to hire a captain.
The captain is the person who's, oh my God.
How does one hire a captain? Like, does that mean you're on a salary? Like, does Shad Khan have a year-round captain?
LinkedIn.
And does that captain, is he like the head coach? Does he get to then hire a poop deck coordinator?
Oh.
How does that work?
I can coordinate a poop deck.
I don't know. Maybe there's like a service that hires everybody and you just hire that service.
Is Mickey Arison's boat bigger than this or smaller than this? As the king of boats, does Mickey Arison get to have a bigger boat?
Ship. He can go hang out with his wife on a cruise ship.
I understand he can hang out on a cruise ship, but a cruise ship is for a ton of people for vacation. I'm talking about Mickey Arison's sole boat. Yeah.
I don't know.
Or do you think he gets bored of boats?
No. I mean,
seems like Mickey Arison.
You find it hard to believe that Mickey Arison would just take out a little 75 footer and go fishing.
Do you think Mickey Arison knows how to captain a ship? I would say he does at this point, yeah?
I would say he knows how it works. I don't know if he can actually drive one.
Mm. Can Mickey Arison use a compass?
Sure. I have a compass on my watch.
No.
You don't know how to use a compass.
Sure I do.
No way, dude. If I gave you a compass and you were in the woods, you'd be screwed.
That's not how you say that.
What are you talking about?
It's a compass.
Wait. If I gave you a compass in the woods,
no, he's saying it.
You still have to know where the escape area is.
What are you? What's wrong with you?
You're saying compass.
It's like, a compass. It's not, what? How do you say it?
I don't look.
How just, do you say it?
I don't.
No, no, no.
No, go ahead, dude. No, please, dude. No.
Dude, you have to say, dude. In about 2 seconds, yep. You need to say something.
Yes, say it. Go ahead.
The show. Sure. Yep. To tell us what. So go.
Compass. It's compass.
No. You said it wasn't. So say how you're supposed to say it. No, go ahead.
Just no one says compass. You know, I know it's spelled that way, but you know, did anyone? I must have left my compass. It's, you know, it's just. It's
wait, what do people say?
Well, what do they say?
It's spelled differently when people. You know what? I'd rather
eat. Just say how you say it. How do you think you say it? It's compass.
Compass.
How do you say it?
I'm saying it differently than you.
Say it.
Compass.
No, that's not how you say it.
No, that's how I say
it's
it now.
It's the same thing. We just said the same thing. Yeah.
No, I'm saying it a little bit differently. Compass.
Compass.
Mm. Wait a minute. What?
All right, fine. Yeah. I'm Leroy, let me hear it one more time. How do you say it?
Compass.
All right.
And how do you think it's said?
That's the way I think it's said.
No, you don't. Obviously, you do not. So please, tell us, Magellan.
I'm confused that this is where the show is coming to a head over compass.
I don't like this. Just let me see.
What's
okay? Okay. So now Google is all right. I feel when I get validated by Google. Let me see. Let me go.
Are you able to
compass?
What does it say?
Compass.
Watch your mouth.
See, that's where I knew you were heading, dude.
Jesus, that's a family show.
No.
Jesus, dude. Like
it has the pronunciations as KUHM-PUHS. Not this compass. What are you, from Boston? Why not even stop it? I should have.
So how do you say it?
No,
you haven't said it. You're the robot doing it, so you say it.
Oh, no. One more time. Let me hear this one more time.
Compass.
Compass?
Compass. Yeah, compass. There you go.
Compass.
Compass.
Oh, not compass.
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 So do you think you could use a...
Compass.
A navigating thing?
Oh, no. What is it?
I can use it.
I don't think you could.
What can you use? Tell me what you could use, Leroy.
A compass? Compass.
There you go. Thank you. We're all better because of this. I want you to know we are better
people. So annoying.
It's not C-U-M-P-A-S.
Compass.
It's C-O-M.
It's like a composition book.
Compass. Not compass.
Like an accomplice. A compass.
All right, Ponce de Leon. Whatever you say, dude.
So wait. First of all, if I put you in the woods with a compass, right?
Yeah.
Compass.
Yeah.
I put you in the woods with a compass. In order to know where you are and to use it, you got to know where you need to go. So just dropping somebody off in the woods with a compass.
Yeah, well, good.
Right?
Yep.
Is not going to do anything for you.
Hmm.
You need to know, okay, 3 clicks west is a street.
See, a click, I never got that. I don't understand what that is. Or click knots.
Click is a little less than a mile.
Oh, is it? I know they use knots when you're on the water. Right?
Yeah.
What is that? Is that distance or speed?
Let me see, John.
Like, is something 13 knots away, or are we going 13 knots an hour?
13 knots an hour. Here.
You proud of yourself with this segment?
Hey, you know what? Sometimes.
Wow. Yeah. Google's smart.
Huh? Well.
Okay. A click is about 6.2 miles or 1,000 meters.
Say Google's smart. And not.
Oh, 1 kilometer.
Oh, 1 kilometer. Don't even get me started on those.
All right. You got a break there, Jacques Cousteau.
That's a point, though. Still. Upsetting, but a point.
Point for Tony!
By the way, Dade South, I appreciate your little jokey jokes, but Leroy doesn't like garlic knots.
You showed him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
I'm good, yeah, I'm feeling all right. Baby, I'ma have the best freaking night of my life. And wherever it takes.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Get to a little 15 minutes of heat here for you, brought to you by Hollywood Kia at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. Heat lose last night, 133-124. They will look to bounce back tonight against the Philadelphia 76ers at 7:30. Joel Embiid not expected to play after he made his return last night. Silly Sauce says, hearing Tobin and Leroy say compass is like Bob trying to say Falkos. Oh, man. Last night, Heat's defense sucked. Here's Eric Spoelstra after the game. You wanted to hear him, Leroy. This is his explanation of what went down yesterday in this loss to the Tanking Bulls.
What particular facet did you feel the defense particularly let you guys down?
Dribble penetration.
Yeah. In a pick and roll situation, just getting right down the gut, or in some kind of scramble from there, but we were never able to really contain the ball, regardless of what scheme we were in. Yeah, that's just a tough one. Our defense didn't travel tonight, and we paid the price. I didn't even feel good about it going into our defense. I felt good about the offense at halftime, but I didn't feel good about our defense going into the half, just how many drives were given up and opportunities at the rim where they're just getting it pretty easily on a one-trigger action, which were much better. I'm not taking anything away from them. We're much better than what we showed tonight. It's just it's a tough lesson.
What turned for you guys late in the game in the quarter?
Yeah, I mean, they stepped up, you know, their defense. That's going to happen. We have to figure out, you know, how to play through that and get some better spacing, you know, when you can't get the initial action. That's what everybody's searching for. Once they jammed up our initial action, we're pretty much, you know, stunted, you know, at that point. We'll get better at that. But I felt like there were several times in that second half when we would get up 8 or 9 that we had opportunities to defend and get that thing to 15. And instead, it was just bucket, bucket, bucket. All of a sudden, it would be a two-point game. They're right back into it. We just never, you know, fully got our grips around this game defensively.
Yep, that was true. It was a rough performance. They would go on these just insane runs where, you know, Miami then would stop scoring. The defense was piss poor. We've, you know, talked at length today about don't really get the Terry Rozier obsession with yesterday's game. I don't know, man. You know, look, they are what they are right now. There's going to be growing pains, but that would you know, that one was like, all right, it felt like the game should have been in hand, and it did feel like anytime the Bulls made a run, then the Heat would push back, and then once there was this point in the fourth quarter where all of a sudden the basket stopped going, and that's the thing with Miami, right?
When they stop making buckets, like, that's
the frustrating thing. You're supposed to be a team that relies on its defense or can hold its hat on its defense, and, you know, between turning the ball over willy-nilly and the buckets drying up, you know, so did your ability to win that game. So very, very frustrating. Very, very frustrating. I don't know. Kenneth says, hey, Spo, why not use your challenge with 55 seconds left to at least stop the momentum? I think this is what I read on Spo with challenges, and I'm not positive about this. I think he's saving them for the summer. I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand what goes on with Spo and the challenges, to be honest with you. I genuinely think it's almost like against it. You know how, like, Greg Popovich explained how he hates the game today and he hates the three-point shot, and you realize, like, it's almost like Spo is principled in not using his challenges. Like, he values
a timeout.
He's trying to make a point I'm not using.
Yeah. And that's what it feels like to me. Like, he's like, I don't believe in it. Like, it's almost, it's like it's soft to him to use the challenge. I don't know. Because he likes to reprimand the referees himself. Remember when we watched that video where he's like, no, no, pay attention.
We just say, get some sleep.
He told a referee to get some sleep one time. I think he likes the gamesmanship of being able to manipulate a referee rather than actually having technology show a referee a mistake and for them to prove that mistake. That's the only thing I could go by. I don't understand, but he harvests those challenges like a squirrel with acorns. I don't get it.
He bullies. It's bullying, dude. He bullies those refs. Antagonizes them.
Oh, he does.
He doesn't bully him because holy smokes, he can't get a call.
Then he starts dancing.
He only bullies one person.
Oh,
Duncan Robinson.
Duncan Robinson. That's pretty much
Duncan Robinson. He mentally bullies him. I really just want to, like, I don't want this to happen, but it would be hilarious if we just had Shams break in and be like, all right, breaking news in the Sports Center. Shams, you told us a high paid player is demanding a trade. Yeah, that's right, Reese. My sources are telling me Duncan Robinson has demanded a trade from the Miami Heat. The Heat now have not one, but two people who want to be traded and forced Duncan Robinson actually doesn't have a list of demands or destinations. He just wants away from Eric Spoelstra.
Heard that before.
That's what Jimmy said.
But I believe Duncan Robinson. He's an honest man.
He would really just want to get out of there. Just tired of being abused.
Josiah says Duncan Robinson was on the injury report with what? Hurt feelings?
Hey, I would say Duncan doesn't want to leave because he's scared that if he goes somewhere else, he got to start this process all over again. And he got to start from the beginning.
So you think, you think he has Stockholm Syndrome?
I just think that he's like, all right, at least here, eventually I'm going to get some street cred. If I go somewhere else, I'm going to have to go through this process over again. And then I'm going to get my 2 for 2 and start all over again.
I don't know. Rough one to watch last night, that's for sure. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Joe Crack the Dawn.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
Had to go put salt in my pool.
Oh, all right. Very good.
You know, salt and alkalinity. And
you got anything you're unveiling on Sunday for the food? Anything you're trying? Last time you did like rib rolls. Anything you're gonna go to? You're gonna go classics? No, what are you going with?
I'm gonna go with a little. Probably have Mel make some mac and cheese. Got some hot dogs, hamburgers, and chicken wings. That's football watching food.
You got Tommy Tobin happy.
Hot dogs.
Loves hot dogs.
Dude. Now he doesn't like spicy, right?
He does like spicy.
Okay, because I'm getting the chili from.
Oh, listen! If he can do a chili dog, if he does a chili dog, he's gonna be all. You're gonna have a fan for life.
RVA Richie, how dare you?
Sweet potato tots?
No.
Why not?
No.
I thought about getting it at Herbs and Rye, but I didn't want the look from you. Those are good, there, dude. They are good.
By the way, you think we could have fit anything else in our belly?
No. But I thought about it. Those were popular when we went with the group. The doctors, man, they love those sweet potato tots.
Oh no, I like the hot dogs at Sam's. I used to like the foot long. What do they call Hebrew National?
Mm-hmm.
But they quit making them. They don't do them. Sam's doesn't sell them. They sell their own brand, but it's all beef, so they're good. Chili on top and Walgreen Ranch.
You're not betting the Eagles, right? Like you still are going to go Patrick Mahomes until the Chiefs are dethroned. We're still like, what do you mean?
The value's in the Eagles. You know,
is the value in the Eagles? What's the money line even on that? Right?
Chili peppers on that, baby. You guys need me to bring ketchup?
Ranch, Nathan's make the big hot dogs, but it's almost like they're pumped with water. So when you put them on the grill, they blow up, and then you're eating the air.
Nathan's, yeah. If you get the long ones, though, they stay thin and long, you know?
I don't like thin. Come on. It's the same as the regular hot dog. They just rolled it out.
Heat
made
lines,
it longer.
Heat lines flip, by the way. They are now dogs tonight by 1 point.
So I 100% either go with the Sam's brand, which those hot dogs are tasty. I like the OG is the Hebrew National. I used to get them at Sam's, and they used to also sell the footlong hot dogs, right? I'm big on meat being the same size as this carrying device, right? And they start selling the footlongs and stop selling the footlong buns. So that was terrible.
Yeah, the Eagles right now. Point dogs, +100 on the money line, Froggy.
Basically a pick 'em.
Pick 'em? All right, Chiefs it is, then, I guess. Thought that'd be more value. Unless, you know, a little parlay. Yeah.
It feels to me.
Here's what I would
say. This goes one of two ways, right?
If it were any other two teams, I would say I got the Eagles all day, just with how they play.
Of course, football. Yeah. If it was the Buffalo Bills, I would pick the Eagles.
But I also said this. Here's I'm still rolling with the Chiefs, but here's what I said. The Chiefs can't outrun Philadelphia, but Philadelphia could get on a heater and outrun Kansas City.
Definitely.
Because, you know, they can score from a number of different ways. Kansas City hasn't shown me all year that they can do that, even though they can score to keep up with a team. That's what they kind of did with Buffalo.
Yep.
But they ain't never ran away from nobody all year. I don't care how good or bad the team is. Philly has just beat the brakes off teams. So that's the only thing that, if you're a Chiefs fan, that kind of makes me, you know, pause a little bit, is that not only can they control the ball with the run game, but they also have a lot of big plays.
I kind of feel like if the Eagles win, it's like, to me, it's like Eagles blow them out if they're going to win.
But there you go. Stolen McGrib said it perfectly. KC is a good counterpuncher, not a knockout artist.
Right, which is like, I feel like if the Eagles win, they come out of the gate, haymaker, steamroll them. That's how they're going to win the
10 type game. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
But happened? If it's a close game, nah, dude, I'm taking the Chiefs. And I feel like it's going to be a close game. I don't feel like we're going to get a stinker.
But my question is this. If Kansas City wins, it's under.
Yes.
If Philly wins, it's over.
Yes. Which right now
the style of game that they play,
yep,
being physical up front, you would think that it would go the other way. And that's weird.
Over, right? Under.
You think a team that runs the football well, controls the clock well, controls both lines of scrimmage, that's a team that will just wear you down and beat you 20-13. But that's not Philadelphia.
The over-under right now is 49.
49, so they're guessing the final score would be 26-23 or 20, right, somewhere in there.
21-28?
No, because they usually try to pick it, the score, to match the spread.
Nah,
so
that's,
I don't,
crazy,
know, 25-24, 24-23. See, I don't, 25-24. Like, that's the implied, if you look at the implied score, they'll do it that way.
What are you doing?
I just want to make some money, dude. It has been a very cold streak.
What's the over-under that Leroy breaks down the molecular structure of hot wings? Oh, listen. I'm taking out the big fryer.
Oh.
Yeah, like I'm putting the pot outside so Mima can fry a bunch of wings rapidly.
Wow. Yeah, Mima wings.
Yep. Then I can't cook the hamburgers till people get there. You want a fresh hamburger.
Of course.
You don't want just sitting in the, right?
This is dessert options you got going on over there. Mm-hmm. You know?
I think I might go with some nut and bun cakes.
All right.
The little buntinis.
Buntinis. A teeny weeny chocolate chip buntini.
I don't know if I'm doing chocolate chip.
What? Okay. Dude. Well, that's fair.
You know what? I might get some brownies or something like that. You know, cookies.
A little sweetener.
Yeah, a little sweetener.
The question then becomes, this is one question I had with the Jimmy thing. If he isn't traded, isn't the suspension supposed to be up tomorrow? Yep. After this game, so is he gonna fly to Brooklyn?
Somebody, Kara, I can't believe I heard a running back in the NFL say buntinis. That's what they're called.
Well, he's not just a running back, he's a media member, folks.
True.
Hey,
I know it makes you uncomfortable, but that's the facts.
No.
Come on, you're a sports reporter, dude.
Yep.
You can't deny it anymore. You're telling me.
Hey, I know that guy.
Hey, and he yelled it.
That's so good.
I'm like,
That is good. That Come is on. Good. Did you guys take advantage of the free drinks in front of the slot machines and stuff?
I did.
Nice.
Didn't drink very much on the trip.
Didn't drink. No.
Too busy watching Mario.
Marcos.
Yeah.
It seemed like we were tired the whole trip.
Yeah, you know,
I think it was the cold.
That could be it.
We weren't outside.
But it just it didn't feel like Vegas. Like, the Vegas feels like a desert.
Hey, nah. Dude, it was so cold. I'm telling you, like, you had to stay moisturized just walking the walkway across to the next casino.
Wild thing, man. Well, that's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll find out if there's any changes, if this long saga will finally come to an end tomorrow.
He's going to get traded at 2:15 tomorrow.
Oh, you think they're going to... They're just going to drag it, take us all the way to the end.
Well, here's the interesting thing. Who would be more pissed off if they didn't trade Jimmy? Jimmy or the team? I'm talking about the players.
I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of players that are pissed. There was a guy I saw in Ira's article today. He said that one teammate privately said the roster would embrace a Butler who would return at the top of his game, as among the reasons for the three suspensions had been management's perceived lack of such effort in the games last month. But the thing is, do we really believe Jimmy Butler's going to play at the top of his game? You know, even if that is one teammate, who is probably Nico Jovic.
He ruined it. He ruined it based on what he said in the beginning of the season and where we are now. I have no faith that he's ever going to come back and give full Jimmy effort.
Yeah, even if he's stuck. Even if it's like, hey, right, now everything to play for is, you know, hey, come back and you got to ball out. I don't know.
Paul McGriff said the fans will be the most pissed.
He's a boy who cried hoop.
Minus one.
Damn it, dude.
Wow. That might be a
minus one.
Minus one. It didn't even no thought. He didn't throw it up to.
Hey, it's like he hit my knee. All right, we'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
5 minutes until you're a champion. And it was like some UFC Rocky. Sorry.
Birdman got all kind of crazy painted on his body.
They already know who they're going to go with. That dude.
Butler can get the fuck out of Miami, man.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2 pound strawberries or 18 ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.